Tolokelo, we can talk about development at school level for ages, can't we?
We can, and especially when you think about the crisis within CSA and football right now with Bafana Bafana and SAFA, these sort of initiatives where we think about where are the future stars coming from, essentially at grassroots level, we have to get kids playing in order to have national teams.
And it's nice to see the corporates getting involved. I know that they get a plug in all of that, but we need corporates to get involved if we're going to see development, especially if the actual administrators are messing it up. On that note, what's happening with CSA?
There are unconfirmed reports for now that Minister Nati Mthethwa has actually invoked his Section 13 rights to actually ban Cricket South Africa from playing nationally. Of course, this means the Proteas would cease being a national team. But this comes on the back of a rather busy week, because you know, Mandy, more than anyone else, on Monday we had the interim board kind of give us a reaction to the fact that the Members' Council didn't vote in the MOI. Then the Members' Council responded on Tuesday, where they said, while they were only given a limited number of hours to take in all these facts and vote on it. Then yesterday, as a last gasp plea, Dr. Stavros Niklau, the chairperson of the interim board, he gave the media a breakdown of how long this process has been going on, arguing that the Members' Council, for them to say that they weren't given enough time is actually a joke. He pleaded with them one more time that for the good of the sport, in order for the national team to survive, just sign in a new independent board. Essentially, that's what they had to do, because then we had questions about maybe they don't understand what a new independent board would that mean. They are sidelined from the board itself. And then he did mention that the Members' Council will still have seats at the table. It's not like they're asking people to come in and then the Members' Council are sidelined. They will still have voices. It won't be as many people as they are currently, but they just need the new voices. So I think Nati Mthethwa, he's had it. He's been on so many interviews, doing so many shows about asking the Members' Council to change their mind. So now he'll make the decisions for them.
And as we spoke to the CSA president this week as well, I just don't know how they're going to find common ground. Anyway, a new Bafana Bafana coach to be announced tomorrow.
My money, if I was a betting woman, it would be on Carlos Queiroz.
Okay.
It's a relationship that Danny Jordan loves.
I always call it the washing machine of South African politics. But we have the washing machine of Bafana Bafana coaches.
Look, Danny Jordan has a wonderful working relationship with Carlos Queiroz. He'll argue that Carlos has the long association with South African football. He was there when we were doing well. He knows the players and all of that. But I think if he gets reappointed, it will once again kind of remind South African fans about why we're in this position that we are in right now, where even though we have new faces, we still go back to what we know, what's tried and trusted. The rest of African football is leaving us behind because we're unwilling to give new coaches new ideas. I think for a lot of local fans, they would have loved to see either a Benny McCarthy or a Pito Mosimane take over. Though I do think for Benny, he's still finding his feet with AmaZulu. Maybe in the next 10 years, he could take that over. But it's a safe option, essentially, for SAFA in appointing Carlos Queiroz.
So we're actually supposed to be talking about real sport. You are out of time, though. Give me your pick of the weekend.
It has to be the original Soweto Derby, Swallows against Orlando Pirates. And of course, Kaizer Chiefs fans, the pain could go on because they face Mamelodi Sundowns on Sunday.
And to follow you on Twitter?
It's Tolokelo. That's my Twitter handle.
Excellent. Tolokelo, thank you so much.